हरि ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, so the last chapter 30, the disappearance of the Yadu dynasty, and chapter 31, the disappearance of Lord Sri Krishna. Chapter 30, the disappearance of the Yadu dynasty. Pratigya, the form of the Lord is eternal. Dialogue overview. Maharaj Parikshit asked Sukadeva Goswami question 1134 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Question 1134, from that. King Parikshit said, after the great devotee Uddhava left for the forest, what did the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the protector of all living beings, do in the city of Dwarka? After his own dynasty met destruction from the curse of the Brahmanas, how did the best of the Yadus give up his body, the dearmost object of all eyes? Srila Sukadeva answers this question throughout the rest of this chapter and the next. Adhyaya Prakashika. In the 30th chapter, the Lord has the devata portions of the Yadus go to Prapas, withdraws them from the world and sends them to Swarga, while he, in his expansion, went to Vaikuntha. Sardar Dadarshini, 1131. After Sri Uddhava left for Badri Gashrama, Lord Sri Krishna, taking note of many bad omens, advised the Yadavas to abandon Dwarka and go to Prabhas. On the bank of the Saraswati, to perform Swastyayana and other rituals for counteracting bad fortune. They followed his advice and went to Prabhas. There they became absorbed in festivity, and by the illusory power of Lord Krishna, they became intoxicated from drinking liquor. Thus, losing their intelligence, they quarreled among themselves and began killing one another until not a man was left alive. Afterwards, Sri Baladev went to the shore of the ocean, and by the mystic strength of yoga, gave up his body. Seeing the disappearance of Baladev, Lord Sri Krishna sat down silently upon the ground. Then a hunter named Jara, mistaking the sole of the Lord's left foot for a deer, pierced it with an arrow. The hunter immediately understood his mistake, and following the feet of Lord Sri Krishna, begged to be punished. In reply, Lord Krishna told the hunter that what he had done was actually according to his own desire. The Lord then sent the hunter to Vaikuntha. When Daruka, Krishna's charioteer, arrived on the scene and saw Lord Krishna in that condition, he began to lament. Krishna told him that he should go to Dwarka, inform the residents about the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty, and advise them all to leave Dwarka for Indraprastha. Daruka obediently carried out this order. Shloka Anusharana, verses 1 to 50. The disappearance of the Yadu dynasty. King Parikshit said, after the great devotee Uddhava left for the forest, what did the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the protector of all living beings, do in the city of Dwarka? After his own dynasty met destruction from the curse of the Brahmanas, how could the best of the Yadus give up his body, the dearmost object of all eyes? Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates, when his dynasty was destroyed, how did the Lord give up his body, which was most dear to all, even for Shiva? It is heard that some sages maintain that the Lord actually gave up his body. How is that possible? This is not possible at all, since it is impossible that the Lord could give up a body, which is eternity, knowledge, and bliss. How can a true Brahman give up his position of being a Brahman? It is not possible. Savi Seishane Vidhi Nishedhau Visheshanam Upasam Karamata Sati Visheshye Badhe Statements of affirmation and denial change the meaning of their particular descriptive elements if there is a contradiction to the principal subject. Nyaya Vartika Tatparyaya by Vachaspati Misra. In this sentence, it states that the Lord gave up a body which was dear to him. That means he gave up his dynasty, body manifesting on earth. Footnote 1. Preeti, this is the meaning given to a similar statement in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.9.29 from Banu Maharaj. Another example is as follows. Means we could always put that. If it's good, yeah.
Just when I read it, it didn't make any sense to me.
No, but in the commentary? Okay. Another example is as follows. Quote, a traveler gave up a gold pot full of water. End quote. This means that the traveler poured the water out of the pot because of fatigue due to weight and carried the empty gold pot. Maharaj Parikit continued. Once their eyes were fixed upon his transcendental form, women were unable to withdraw them, and once that form had entered the ears of the sages and become fixed in their hearts, it would never depart. What to speak of acquiring fame? The great poets who describe the beauty of the Lord's form would have their words invested with transcendentally pleasing attraction. By seeing that form on Arjuna's chariot, all the warriors on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained the liberation of gaining a spiritual body similar to the Lord's. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. This verse shows that he could not give up his body. The eternal wives, like Rukmini, could not withdraw their eyes, which are attached to his form. That form entered the ears of the Atmarama sages like you, remained there like a picture, and would not go away. The beauty of that form described by poets like Vyas produced special joy in their words. Seeing that form on Arjuna's chariot in battle, the soldiers attained Sayujya. That body was directly Brahman, beyond the gunas. By seeing a material form, one cannot attain Sayujya. The personified Vedas say, simply by constantly thinking of him, the enemies of the Lord attain the same supreme truth, whom sages fixed in yoga worship by controlling their breath, mind, and senses. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.87.23. Nor would Atmaramas remain attached to a material form, nor would the Lord's eternal wives, such as Lakshmi, Ladini Shaktis, be attached to a material form. Therefore, sages who describe that the Lord gave up his body are bewildered by the Lord's Maya. Sukadev Goswami said, having observed many disturbing signs in the sky, on the earth, and in outer space, Lord Krishna addressed the Yadus assembled in the Sudharma Council Hall as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O leaders of the Yadu dynasty, please note all these terrible omens that have appeared in Dwarka, just like the flags of death. We should not remain here a moment longer. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. Internally, the Lord thought as follows. Among all the persons who came to meet me from various places during the trip to Kurukshetra, Kali came unnoticed by others and spoke to me. O Master, when will I take charge of the earth? I said, you can take charge only when my pastimes are over. End quote. After I disappear with the right given by me, Kali will pervade the earth. However, during my present appearance, Dharma has increased to four legs, even greater than in Satya Yuga. If Dharma is so strong, how can Kali rule? The rule is that Kali will rule only when only one leg of Dharma remains. One should not say that when I disappear, then the four legs of Dharma will also disappear. On the logic of Nimit Tapatye Naimit Takashyapada Ya pa ya. When the cause disappears, the effects disappears. Since the devatas of great fame, purifiers of the whole world, remain alert. Moreover, I have destroyed the unfavorable among the population of unfavorable and neutral parties. Now if I ascend to Vaikuntha with all the inhabitants of my abode, in the sight of all persons, as Rama did, the favorable devotees will double in number. those who are already intensely favorable will increase their prema 100-fold out of great longing and prema, and those who are neutral become devotees on seeing this extraordinary event. Dharma will thus increase. How will even a little influence of Kali be possible? By what method will I increase a dharma in order to restrict dharma? Right, because if while he's there, then all the four legs of dharma are there, everything's going nice, the devotional things are there, those who are unfavorable have been removed, so all that's left are favorable and neutral. And so then you know, as he performs his pastimes, then they'll just become greater and greater devotees. But Kali already came and asked him, you know, he is the Lord, how will he be able to rule Kali Yuga? Because that's his job, right? You know, because all this nice stuff is going on, right? Here is the method. I will remain as I do now in Dwarka with the Yadus, who are my associates in pastimes, but I will become invisible to the eyes of all material people. So in other words, that Dwarka will become Aprakat. Yes. Now it's Prakat, it'll become Aprakat. The Devatas, who are Vibhutis, such as Cupid and Kartikeya, have entered into my eternal associates like Prajumna and others. By my power of yoga, I will withdraw them from those bodies, without others noticing, making some fake forms for the eyes of ordinary people, which appear to be Prajumna and others. I will have the Devatas in those bodies go to Prabhas with the other inhabitants of Dwarka and have them drink wine after meditating and giving charity and send them to Swarga according to their individual qualifications as devotees. Right, so he'll stay in Dwarka with all his eternal associates. Then the demigods, because they also came and entered those associates, because those associates are their original form.
Yes, yes.
Right? It means they're the origin, and then from them expand and you get all the different demigods.
Mm, yes.
So he'll have other forms that will look like the forms of his associates that the demigods were in. The demigods will be in those bodies. They'll go to Prabhas.
Yes.
So only the demigods go to Prabhas.
Yes.
Right? His eternal associates don't. Right? So that portion goes. And then they'll leave and go back to Swarga, okay, according to their qualification.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. But the devotees will remain in Prabhas, in Dwarka, mm-hmm. and it will become Aprakat.
Right.
I, in another form, will depart for Vaikuntha with the other inhabitants of Dwarka, as Rama did. The root forms of Krishna's associates remain in Dwarka invisibly. Right, so you have three. He's remaining there. He's going with his associates. He's sending the demigods as those associates back to Swarga. Right, so one group's going to Swarga, one group's going to Vaikuntha, and the other group is just staying right where it is. But I will let the common people see the influence of Maya. Well, think that the Yadus left Dwarka, went to Prabhas with the entire Yadu dynasty, and under the control of the Brahmana's curse, drank wine and gave up their bodies after killing each other. They will think the Lord, along with Balaram, giving up a human body, ascended to the spiritual abode. Thus you will say that my body was temporary, made of matter. Thinking I have a material body is a great offense. I have said, Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanumashritam. The fools deride me, thinking I have a material human form. Bhagavad Gita 9:11. I have described the result. Among those who cannot distinguish this truth, those who are devotees do not gain. Shalokya. Those who are karmis do not gain their material fruits. Those who are jnanis do not attain liberation. They assume the nature of rakshasas and asuras. Bhagavad Gita 9:11. Right, so those who do not understand that he has a transcendental form. If the devotees think in this way, their desire to attain me will be futile. The karmis think in this way, they cannot attain swarga. The jnanis think in this way, they cannot attain liberation. They become rakshasas. Some will think that Supreme Lord has a temporary body because of seeing that all others have temporary bodies. Some bodies live a long time and others a short time. Others will claim that just as the Kurus all died, Krishna died with his family at Prabhas. By people's hearing, speaking, and praising such preaching of wrong ideas by idiots who think they are learned, immediately one leg of Dharma only will remain. Right? So by that offense to the Lord of thinking that the Lord is separate from his form, that he has a temporary form, then that will remove all dharma. You know, so only that little bit of truth is left. Just as eyes afflicted with jaundice perceive a shining white conch to be yellow, people whose minds and eyes are afflicted by Maya will perceive my departure pastimes, which are actually eternity, knowledge, and bliss, to be affected by material misfortune. They will see and conclude that I gave up my body along with all associates like Prajumna, and that the queens like Rukmini were burned in the funeral pyre. Not only the materialists will see this, even persons like Arjuna will see this by my divine will. Sages like Vaishampayana and Parasa will describe this in their works. And Shiva, my devotee taking birth in Kali Yuga, will preach this in a commentary on the Vedanta Sutras in order to spread Kali's influence. Persons with no intelligence, repeatedly studying the sutras, will explain the meaning according to that commentary. Sukshmo ya karano padir maya kye neka shaktiman sa eva bhagavad deha. The body of the Lord, possessing unlimited powers, is a subtle covering of maya on Brahman. Right, this must be what he's saying. Thinking in this way, with the idea of producing great disturbance, the Lord spoke this verse, expressing fear and agitation. Right, so they're saying that it's a subtle covering on Brahman, right? Because Brahman is unlimited. So they're trying to give that limited view. So because of that, then all the good qualities that were there in Dwapara then will go away. And then it'll be now fit for Kali. Right? So that's why Krishna is saying that one who knows Krishna's body is transcendental, right, knows his past as the transcendental, they go to the spiritual world. Right? But those who don't, then they stay here. Yes. Is there any fear of the Lord being cruel in this plan? For those other than devotees, at the time of ripening of their bad karmas, their unfortunate path would manifest anyway. The will of the Lord alone is the cause of the good or bad karmas manifesting. Otherwise, one could not accuse Buddha of being cruel by telling people to reject the Vedas. The Lord spoke the truth about his pastimes to Uddhava in order to dispel doubt for the devotees' worship. Uddhava said, "When I asked the lotus-eyed Lord what I desired in my heart, he explained to me his supreme decision." Srimad Bhagavatam 3:4:19. Stitim means the decision of the Lord concerning the arrangements of his pastimes and the eternal residence of Dwarka. Uddhava also explains the disappearance pastimes of the Lord. The Lord, having shown his form, the center of attraction for all eyes, then took that form and disappeared from the men who had not performed austerities but had attained the Lord's mercy and were continually craving a vision of his form. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:2:11. The Lord took that form which is attractive to all eyes and disappeared. Another meaning cannot be given to the word bimbam, because in later verses this refers to the Lord's body. Quote, Krishna possesses that form suitable for human pastimes to show the full capacity of his yoga maya. That form astonishes even the Lord of Vaikuntha, right? Because the amount of yoga maya used is less in Vaikuntha. The amount of yoga maya in Braj is more, or in Dwarka, in Goloka, you can say, is more. Right? Because then he performs human pastimes. So there must be more yoga maya. That form astonishes even the Lord of Vaikuntha. It is the pinnacle of auspicious qualities and enhances the beauty of his ornaments. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:2:12. At the Rajasuya sacrifice of Yudhishthira, all the people of the universe, seeing the form of the Lord which created auspiciousness in all directions, considered that the skill of the Creator in making the most beautiful objects in the recent universe was nullified completely at that time. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:2:13. Right? Because the Creator of the universe, so Brahman, whoever is doing all the different things in the universe, then what beauty is there? You know, so much beauty is there that that all becomes nullified when Krishna appears in this human-like form. We all considered that, you know, all, whatever beauty is here in this world has nothing compared to Krishna's. Krishna's disappearance is compared to the sun, which sets but does not get destroyed. Krishna Dyumani Nimloche. Krishna has disappeared like the sun. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25. However, eyes covered by Maya will take shelter of wrong philosophy, Uddhava says. The intelligence of the devotees who are absorbed in Paramatma is not bewildered by the words of those touched by the Lord's Maya, or those who take shelter of a demoniac mentality, 3.2.10. For those whose eyes are affected by Maya, who are materialistic, who take shelter of the philosophy of material karma, will say that Krishna gave up his body. One's intelligence should not be bewildered by their words, such as, quote, Krishna simply attained the results of his irreligious acts, end quote. Whose intelligence should not be affected? The intelligence of the devotee, whose mind is absorbed, uptat manaha, in the Lord, Atmani, should not be bewildered. Here is the evidence showing that the Lord's form, names, abodes, qualities, pastimes, and associates are eternal. Quote, I satisfy with praises, along with the maruts, Govinda, a form of eternity, knowledge and bliss, 5 feet tall, seated at the base of a desire tree in Vrindavan. Gopal Tapa Upanishad 1:33. Yeah, Prabhupada makes it, he's 5'10". I am unlimited, immeasurable by 100, by 1,000 times, in the forms of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, Adiruddha, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasingha, Vamana, Ramana, Parasuram, Balaram, Krishna, Buddha, and Kali. These forms are not born and do not die. They do not become bound by ignorance or become liberated. They are all perfect, ageless, deathless, full of supreme bliss. Chaturveda Shikha. Quote, the Lord's form is faultless and full of perfect qualities. It is independent, devoid of qualities of the material, unconscious bodies. His head, lotus feet, and other limbs are all full of bliss. Dhyana Bindu Upanishad. Quote, the Lord's bodies are all eternal, devoid of destructible elements. They do not arise from matter. Mahavaraha Purana. Quote, he who thinks that the body of Krishna is material should be excluded from all rites according to the Vedas and Smritis. If one sees his face, one should bathe with one's clothes on. Vishnu Purana. The Shruti also, yeah, because if you take your clothes off, then if you touch them again, you become contaminated. So you take bath with your clothes. Like that. The Shruti also says the name of the Lord is eternal. Om Asya Jananto Nama Chid Vivaktana. You who know the name of the Lord is spiritual should chant it. Rigveda 1:156-3. Right? So those who know the holy name is spiritual should chant it. Those who don't know, they won't chant it. The present tense in the following verse indicates the names are eternal. The Lord is said to be, quote, the Lord is said to be without material name, form, and action according to the Vedas and Shruti scriptures, Padma Purana. The statement in Vasudeva Jyatma summarizes the meaning. Because his qualities are extraordinary, the Lord is said to be without name. Because he does not have a material form, he is said to be without form. Because he has no relation to matter, the Lord, the doer, the ancient sages say he is without actions. The abodes of the Lord are eternal. Tasam madye sakshad brahma gopala puri hi. Among the places, the village of Gopala is directly Brahman. Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Nityam me maturam vidhi purim dvara vatim tata. Know that my abodes of Mathura and Dwarka are eternal. Padma Purana. Sometimes the phrase vanam vrindavanam tata replaces Dwarka in the last quotation. Right? So depending where it is, sometimes it'll say Dwarka, sometimes it'll say Vrindavan. But the point is that his abodes are transcendental. They're eternal. The Lord's pastimes are eternal. Eko, Devo, Nitya, Lilanu, Rakto, Bhakta, Vyapi, Bhakta, Hridyantaratma. The one Lord, absorbed in his eternal pastimes, pervades the devotee and resides in the heart of the devotee. Purusha Bodhini Sutra. The present tense in the next verse indicates the eternal nature of the pastimes. Lord Sri Krishna lives eternally among the cowherd men and the Yadavas, and is conclusively both the son of Devaki and Jashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty and the cowherd men, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious in Braja, Mathura, and Dwarka. By his presence he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert, and the suffering of separation of the inhabitants of Braja and Dwarka. His blissful smiling face always increases the desires of the gopis of Vrindavan and women of Mathura and Dwarka. He remains eternally in this situation. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.90.48. Quote, persons who constantly direct their lust, anger, fear, protective affection, feeling of impersonal oneness, or friendship towards Lord Hari are sure to become absorbed in thought of Him. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.29.15. Because right? When you come to the transcendental form, platform and all that, the point is that you can't be, it can't happen because of some material form. The associates in the pastimes are eternal. Just like Lakshmana and Bharata and Sankarshan, the Yadavas appear in this world by coming with their spiritual planets by their will. Coming from their spiritual planets by their will. All the Yadavas, my associates, are dear to me and equal to me in qualities. Padma Purana, Uttarakhanda, 229, 57 through 58. The Supreme Lord, Master of the Universe, has eternal forms, eternal avatars, eternal fragrance, eternal power, and eternal bliss. Brihad Vishnu Purana. Thus there can be no objection concerning the eternality of the Lord. But so many verses, like, because the point is we accept Shastra. Because we accept Shastra, that's then, you know, the principle. Because the Lord is beyond logic. So it's not by logic you'll understand, it's because of the Shastra. Then by contemplation, Krishna reveals, you'll see the logic. But it's not by logic. Right? It's by the Lord that you'll understand. Yes?
We present Krishna consciousness to people logically based on their previous experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that going to work? Is that like...
Because it's connected with the chit potency. The purpose for doing it is to make them Krishna conscious. So it
right.
carries the chit potency. That chit potency will have effect. They don't accept scriptures, so you have to use logic.
Yeah.
So you just discuss that much is there, but once you know, once you, as you go further, then you have to explain that there is the material senses, what's beyond, and all these kind of things. Right. So if it doesn't come up, you don't need to explain it. But if it comes up, then you explain that things there are things that are beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So if right in the beginning it comes up, then in the beginning you present. And so then the point is we have the scriptures. But they have to accept at least the principle that there's things that are beyond what their material intelligence can understand. Right? Because if spiritual is beyond, that means the material senses and that are less than that. And even if they don't understand how it's come from the Lord, this and that, it's just something different. Does that make sense? Something that's, that, because measure one thing can't measure another. You know, like my tape measure can't tell how hot the lunch is.
The tape measure also can't measure itself. Like the brain can't understand itself because the brain is what produces the thinking. So how can it understand itself? So if it can't even understand itself, anything that's beyond.
Yeah, yeah. Or we give the example, you can't see the inside of your eyelid.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah, or the lamp, it gives no light underneath.
The main thing is to try to be always connected to the chi potency.
Yes, means that's why it's always parampuran. That's why we're not too interested in giving our own interpretations, because then there's no potency. So, yes, people may appreciate them and understand them, but they'll be material.
Yes, yes.
You know, and that's we're thinking, oh, see, it's so much more understandable. Yeah, this is mundane, and they have mundane brains, so of course they can understand it. But spiritual, then that means it's only by the association of devotees can that be understood.
Yes. And like that we can develop Krishna consciousness and spiritual intelligence.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. That's by the grace of Guru and Krishna that happens. Yes.
It says here that persons who constantly direct their lust, anger, fear, protective affection, feeling of impersonal oneness or friendship towards Lord Hari, should become absorbed in thoughts of Him. And I get it, except this one about impersonal oneness.
Because the point is they become absorbed in the Lord. Maybe they become absorbed in that they get Sayuja, but the point is they become absorbed in the Lord.
Mm.
But they don't go back to Godhead until they get to that point, and then they can decide.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll first go to get Sayuja.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like I said before, all those kings of the Battle of Kurukshetra, then they got the Sayuja Mukti.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they saw the Lord, so then they went back. Mm-hmm. They like this, and then from there, then one can go back to Godhead. Because then on the Brahman platform you can tell the difference between matter and spirit. Mm-hmm. And because remembering the Lord is being done at that point, there's no matter, so it must be spirit because He's so attractive, which has got there in the first place. They'll just continue on to Vaikuntha. Sure. Yeah. Sri Krishna continued. The women, children, and old men should leave the city and go to Shankodara. We shall go to Prabhash Kshetra, where the river Saraswati flows towards the west. There we should bathe for purification, fast, and fix our minds in meditation. We should then worship the demigods by bathing their images, anointing them with sandalwood pulp, presenting them various offerings. After performing the expiatory rituals with the help of greatly fortunate Brahmins, we will worship those Brahmins by offering them cows, land, gold, clothing, elephants, horses, chariots, and dwelling places. This is indeed the appropriate process for counteracting our imminent adversity, and is sure to bring about the highest good fortune. Such worship of the demigods, Brahmins, and cows can earn the highest birth for all living entities. Having heard these words from Lord Krishna, the enemy of Madhu, the elders of the Yadu dynasty gave their assent, saying, "So be it." After crossing over the ocean in boats, they proceeded on chariots to Prabhas. There, with great devotion, the Yadavas performed their religious ceremonies according to the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their personal Lord. They also performed various other auspicious rituals. Riti, from verse 12 until verse 26, the opinions of others, which are not the actual truth, are expressed. Sardarta Darshani 11:30-12. Sri Krishna continued. Then their intelligence covered by providence. They liberally indulged in drinking the sweet Mayureya beverage, which can completely intoxicate the mind. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. Previously, the Lord said, when they will quarrel among themselves with eyes red because of complete intoxication from liquor, they actually will not die. The cause of their disappearance is otherwise. Only when I decide that they disappear will they disappear spontaneously. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:3-15. The meaning of the above verse is this. When the quarrel will arise, it is not a method of killing them. That quarrel among them cannot be a cause of their death. Even beating each other with handfuls of reeds will not kill them. The quarrel and the killing seen by ordinary people are not factual. What was the cause of the destruction? It is other than killing. What is it? When I desire, they will simply disappear. That is certain. Sma. Right? So it's just Krishna decide that this is it, and so they'll go. But for the ordinary people, then they'll see is, oh, they did this, they did that, that was what caused this. Because why? Because we will need this time and space.
Yeah, they need to explain it.
They have to explain it in time and space. Yeah. And so, you know, and in the logical, that this happened, therefore this happened, and then it was a result, and like this, and then they feel satisfied. It's just, no, the Lord desired, so they left. Okay. But, because we have to remember is that this is being arranged for Kali Yuga to be able to take effect. Because otherwise it wouldn't be able to take effect. So by seeing the Lord and the devotees in a mundane perspective, then Kali Yuga can progress. But if we see the devotees and the Lord in a transcendental position, then Kali Yuga is checked. You know, so that, yeah, we see that whole Uddhava Gita is explaining how to step out of this influence of Maya.
Yes.
Right. Sri Krishna continued. The heroes of the Yadu dynasty became intoxicated from their extravagant drinking and began to feel arrogant. When they were thus bewildered by the personal potency of the Lord, okay, 12 through 26. Okay, so it's all in one block. A terrible quarrel arose among them. Infuriated, they seized their bows and arrows, swords, balas, clubs, lances, and spears, and attacked one another on the shore of the ocean. Riding on elephants and chariots with flags flying, and also on donkeys, camels, bulls, buffaloes, mules, and even human beings.
It's quite a party.
Yeah, no, it's all happening. Yeah. The extremely enraged warriors came together and violently attacked one another with arrows, just as elephants in the forest attack one another with their tusks. Their mutual enmity aroused, Prajumna fought fiercely against Samba, Akura against Kunti Bhoja, Aniruddha against Satyaki, Subhadra against Sangra Majit, Sumitra against Surata, and the two Gadas against each other. Footnote 2. Viti, one Gada was Krishna's brother, the other Gada was Krishna's son. Others also, such as Nishata, Ulmuka, Sahasrajit, Satyajit, and Bhanu, confronted and killed one another, being blinded by intoxication and thus completely bewildered by Lord Mukunda himself. Completely abandoning their natural friendship, the members of the various Yadu clans, the Dasarhas, Vrishnis, Andakas, the Bojas, Satvatas, Madhus, Arbudhas, the Maturas, Surasenas, Visharjanas, Kukuras, and Kuntis all slaughtered one another. Thus bewildered, sons fought with fathers, brothers with brothers, nephews with paternal and maternal uncles, and grandsons with grandfathers. Friends fought with friends and well-wishers with well-wishers. In this way, intimate friends and relatives all killed one another. When all their bows had been broken and their arrows and other missiles spent, they seized the tall stalks of cane with their bare hands. As soon as they took these cane stalks in their fists, the stalks changed into iron rods as hard as thunderbolts. With these weapons, the warriors began attacking one another again and again. And when Lord Krishna tried to stop them, they attacked him as well. In their confused state, O king, they also mistook Lord Balaram for an enemy. Weapons in hand, they ran towards him with the intention of killing him. O son of the Kurus, Krishna and Balaram then became very angry. Picking up cane stalks, they moved about within the battle and began to kill with these clubs. The violent anger of these warriors, who were overcome by the Brahmana's curse and bewildered by Lord Krishna's illusory potency, now led them to their annihilation. Just as the fire that starts a bamboo grove destroys the entire forest. When all the members of his dynasty were thus destroyed, Lord Krishna thought to himself that at last the burden of the earth had been removed. Lord Balaram then sat down on the shore of the ocean and fixed himself in meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Merging himself within himself, he gave up this mortal world. Vriti, from here, verse 27, the Lord's version starts. Sardarta Darshani, 11:30:27. Right? So that was before his others' version, means how they're going to see it. And now, from here, is how the Lord's seeing it.
That was the Mahabharata version.
Yeah, that would be like that. It was mentioned before, Vyasadeva wrote and Parasar and like that. So they're writing for that vision. Because he said, here it says they killed each other, meaning they left. But no, it's because of Krishna's will they left. Because otherwise, they're eternal associates. That, you know, these Cains aren't going to kill them.
No.
You know, it's like Narad Muni, when he was going along, and I think it's Ravana, then came across him. And then there's some exchange between them, and somehow or another, Ravana did not appreciate the exchange. And so he took out his sword and tried to cut, you know, Nar. So, you know, he like goes through, cuts him. But the sword just goes through because the sword's material. Narad Muni's body is spiritual. So it just goes through. And then he, you know, many times, nothing's happening. Then he sees, oh, okay. And Narad Muni says, my body's spirit, you can't do anything. Like that. So, you know, from that age, you know, I'm not in anxiety. But because you tried. Therefore, he gave one of the curses. Which one is Narad's curse? Anyone knows? But he gave one of his you know, unlimited pile of curses that were on him, right? Like that. No.
Something about monkey spitting on
him. Oh, that's the monkey spitting on him one. Okay, that's where he's coming from. Yeah, the monkey will spit. So that's why then he had the one time where, I think it's Sugriva? Then he jumped there and he took a very small size because he wanted to see him up close because here's the enemy. He wants to see, okay? He got up close and he went up, and once he saw him, he got up there and he was in a small size, he went up and was spitting on his face. He couldn't even see. He's just, what's happening? What's going on? You know, so. And then I think he went back, took his form and all that, and then disappeared. So. Yes, so. Huh?
The Mahabharata version, even the cause of this fight is between Prithavarma and Satyaki.
Over the battle at Kurukshetra, they bring up a point, and then from there it just starts this whole.
Good. What did you say?
Prithavarma and?
Satyaki.
Because they were on opposite sides, so they're both from Dwarka. And so then one of them, I think, had killed.
Krithavarma was in. They killed the remaining people when they were.
Oh, yeah, but it's also. Yeah, because Krithavarma after, then he came with Abhimanyu? No, not Abhimanyu. Drona's son.
Ashwatthama.
And they went at night when they were all asleep and then killed them. So then, you know. Satyaki mentioned about that, but then Satyaki had also, there was someone who's there, huh? Burishrava. He had somehow or another, he wasn't actually properly, there was some way he wasn't properly prepared for the battle, and he had killed, cut off his head. And so each one was saying, what are you talking about? You did this. What do you mean by you did that? And then that, yeah. So,
that was fighting words.
So the point is this. Anything can start it, you know, like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like someone once, one Australian was telling me, said, you know, because we were discussing the point of that the Vedic, you had the Vedic form of chess, the original chess. And so then, I think it's in Orissa, people bet on it. So then, a rule was made in Gurukul, we can't play the Vedic chess. You know, or any chess at all, because it's gambling. And then, hearing that, one Australian devotee who was there says, what is he talking about? You can bet on anything. You know, says, that doesn't make it that. He says, in Australia, it says, two flies are sitting there, and one guy will say to the other, I'll bet you, if you know, $5 that the one on the left flies off first. You know, it's just the way it is. It's just, you know?
Yes.
You know? Yes. So it's just if you want to anything will be gambling.
Yes.
So it's not that it's inherently gambling. No, it's just that. Does that make sense? Because you're not playing with the dice. You're moving the pieces, the chaturanga.
Yes.
When you play it with the dice, that's where they throw in the gambling. Like that. So, yeah.
Because you can cheat when you throw the dice. That's the point.
Not that, because it's random. So therefore, then the gambling has things. You can gamble on just who will win by just their wit. You know, I'm sure that goes on also, and they have the international chess championships, and there's probably betting going on in the background, you know. They'll bet on anything, like we said, you know, two flies, they're going to bet. Sri Krishna continued, Lord Krishna, the son of Devaki, having seen the departure of Lord Rama, sat down silently on the ground under a nearby peepal tree. The Lord was exhibiting his brilliantly effulgent forearm form, the radiance of which, just like a smokeless fire, dissipated the darkness in all directions. His complexion was the color of a dark blue cloud, and his effulgence the color of molten gold. And his all-auspicious form bore the mark of Srivatsa. A beautiful smile graced his lotus face. Locks of dark blue hair adorned his head. His lotus eyes were very attractive, and his shark-shaped earrings glittered. He wore a pair of golden garments, an ornamental belt, a sacred thread, bracelets, and arm ornaments. Right, so I say a pair of silken garments. So it means your dhoti and your belt piece, or the dhoti and the chadar, you know, whatever, however you want to put it. Along with the helmet, the kustuba jewel, necklaces, anklets, and other royal emblems. Encircling his body were flower garlands and his personal weapons in their embodied forms. As he sat, he held his left foot with his lotus red sole upon his right thigh. Many times you see pictures, especially in South at the deities, so he's sitting, he has one foot down and the other is crossed and on top of like this. And then many times you see Lakshmi sitting there like that. So he's sitting like this. Just then a hunter named Jara, who had approached the place, mistook the Lord's foot for a deer's face. Thinking he had found his prey, Jara pierced the foot with his arrow, which he had fashioned from the remaining iron fragment of Samba's club. Right, because it had been ground and then thrown into the ocean. And so there was a little bit left, because when you're grinding, the part you're holding, you can't grind. So that was thrown into the ocean also. He found that, and then he made this arrowhead. Right, so, you know, Krishna makes a very nice, complete program. As fish swallowed it, and then he caught the fish. Okay, then even more fun. Because right? Otherwise, how did he get it, right? You know.
The more unlikely, the better. The more unlikely, the better.
Yeah, the more fun, yeah. Then, seeing the four-armed personality, the hunter became terrified of the offense he had committed, and he fell down, placing his head upon the feet of the enemy of the demons. Jara said, O Lord Madhusudana, I am a most sinful person. I have committed this act out of ignorance. O purest Lord, O Uttamashloka, please forgive this sinner. O Lord Vishnu, the learned say that for any man, constant remembrance of you will destroy the darkness of ignorance. O Master, I have wronged you. Therefore, O Lord of Vaikuntha, please kill the sinful hunter of animals immediately, so he may not again commit such offenses against saintly persons. Neither Brahma nor his sons, headed by Rudra, nor any of the great sages who are masters of the Vedic mantras, can understand the function of your mystic power. Because your illusory potency has covered their sight, they remain ignorant of how your mystic power works. Therefore, what can I, such a low-born person, possibly say? Right? And this is a hunter in the forest. Right? So you can see the prayers of these great personalities and all that. So, yeah, slightly different, you know. So, you know, we're thinking we're very elevated in Kali Yuga, and then you know, we're not even up to the, you know, jungle hunter standard, right? You know. Yeah. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, according to the third canto, when the sun was setting and the Yadus had killed each other in battle, the Lord sat down on the bank of the Saraswati River. Then the hunter approached to kill a deer, but this is not possible. If 560, that's million?
Yeah.
Yeah, 560 million Yadus were suddenly killed in a battle at that place, there would be a river of blood and great confusion, and a great confusion of noise. How would it be possible for the hunter to arrive there to kill a deer? How would a deer, fearful in nature, remain in that place? Therefore, this killing of the Yadus was actually false. However, the Lord made Arjuna and others believe it. Right? So that's why he's saying that's others' version. Right? Then there's the Lord's version. In order to increase the prema and karuna ras of his devotees like Yudhishthir and make them give up this world, right? So then by them hearing it, then they'll give up and then they'll also go. Because the Lord's pastime's finished, so all of his close associates, now they go. You know, except for those who stay behind on the Lord's direction to continue the preaching like Uddhava. And for others, he did this to increase the wrong philosophy so that Dharma would be stifled. Actually, after the Devadas had drunk wine and disappeared, the hunter came to that place which was without sound and people. The battle was an illusion. So in other words, they just disappeared. There was actually no fight. It was just an illusion that there was a fight. So they drank the wine and then they went. But by his illusory energy, then it appeared there's a fight. Otherwise, because when Jara came there, there's not like half, you know, I mean, say 500 million, you know, bodies laying around and a river of blood. And, you know, how would there be a deer around there and all the noise? Could you imagine that many people fighting?
Yes,
right? We'd just get, you know, a handful of Bengalis on the road and, you know,
yeah,
like hear what we're saying.
Yeah, could you imagine?
And they're just talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
They're having a good time.
Yeah. You know, they're just being pleasant, right? So you can imagine that you have, you know, how you say, 500 million warriors,
yes.
You know, screaming and yelling and fighting and, you know, like that.
And they're mad elephants.
Yeah, and they're mad elephants and they're roaring and, you know, how you say, gnashing of teeth and, you know, the whole thing, right? So, yeah, so it's just an illusion that that happened.
Even Saraswati would turn red in color.
Sorry?
Saraswati River would turn red in color.
Yes, Saraswati, yeah, it turned red. It's flowing to the west. It's going in from there. That's probably when all the Brahmins decided, we're out of here, right? You know, when they came over to Bengal, right? Right? At least there's some vegetables, right? The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Jara, do not fear. Please get up. What has been done is actually my own desire. With my permission, go now to the abode of the pious, the spiritual world." Sukadeva Goswami continued. So, instructed by the Supreme Lord Krishna, who assumes his transcendental body by his own will, the hunter circumambulated the Lord three times and bowed down to him. Then the hunter departed in an airplane that had appeared just to carry him to the spiritual sky. Yeah.
He's good.
According to Sampurana, this hunter is Sugriva's brother, Bali.
Oh, Bali.
Because when...
Oh, so he gets the chance to shoot him back.
When Lord Ram shot, at that moment itself, he atones for all his sins and he prays to Lord Ram. He hands over his son to Lord Ram.
Okay.
This is just so Krishna needs something to...
Okay, it's just, it's natural, yeah, he shot me, I shot you, okay. Yeah, so he's a devotee, so now he goes back to God. Okay, cool. At that time, Daruka was searching for his master, Krishna. As he neared the place where the Lord was sitting, he perceived the aroma of tulsi flowers in the breeze and went in its direction. Upon seeing Lord Krishna resting at the foot of a banyan tree, surrounded by his shining weapons, Daruka could not control the affection he felt in his heart. His eyes filled with tears as he rushed down from the chariot and fell at the Lord's lotus feet. Daruka said, "Just as on a moonless night people are merged into darkness and cannot find their way, now that I have lost sight of your lotus feet, my Lord, I have lost my vision and am wandering blindly in darkness. I cannot tell my direction, nor can I find any peace." Sukadeva Goswami continued. Or foremost of kings, while the chariot driver was still speaking, before his very eyes, the Lord's chariot rose up into the sky, along with his horses and his flag. which is marked with the emblem of Garuda. All the divine weapons of Vishnu rose up and followed the chariot. The Lord, Janardana, then spoke to his chariot driver, who was most astonished to see all this. O driver, go to Dwarka and tell our family members how their loved ones destroyed one another. Also tell them of the disappearance of Lord Sankarshan and of my present condition. Śrīla Viṣṇunātha Chakravarti Thakura writes, though the chariot was sent to Vaikuntha, the charioteer was not sent to Vaikuntha. This arrangement was made in order that Dwarka would inform others of the present situation, and that Dwarka, who had come from Vaikuntha, would enter into the unmanifest pastimes in Dwarka, on seeing that in Dwarka there was an increase in prema with all the eternal associates, such as Uddhava. Dwarka should inform others of the Lord's condition, that he would be performing unmanifest. So in the unmanifest pastimes. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so you have the one is what you can see and what you can't see. Right? And so then when he gets there, the unseen, then that's going to be everybody's in ecstasy, because it's just Dwarka and its eternal nature. But the other, that they've all left, this and that, that will be in the manifest. Right? Sri Krishna continues, you and your relatives should not remain in Dwarka, the capital of the Yadus, because once I have abandoned that city, it will be inundated by the ocean. You should take all your own families, together with my parents, and under Arjuna's protection, go to Indraprastha. You, Dwarka, should be firmly situated in devotion to me, remaining fixed in spiritual knowledge. And unattached to material considerations. Understanding these pastimes to be a display of my illusory potency, you should remain peaceful. Right? Means, in other words, it's not happening like this. Thus ordered, Dwarka circumambulated the Lord and offered obeisances to him again and again. He placed Lord Krishna's lotus feet upon his head. Then, with a sad heart, he went back to the city. The BBT purport states, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, the word two in verse 49 emphasizes that Dwarka is an eternally liberated associate of Lord Krishna, having descended from Vaikuntha. Therefore, even though others might be bewildered by the Lord's pastimes, Dwarka should remain peaceful and fixed in spiritual knowledge. Conclusion. The form of the Lord is eternal. Among those who cannot distinguish this... Among those who cannot distinguish this truth, those who are devotees do not gain Shalokya. Those who are karmis do not attain their mutual fruits, material fruits, and those who are jnanis do not attain liberation. They assume the nature of rakshasas and asuras, right? If they can't tell the Lord's form is eternal. It is not Lord Krishna's desire that conditioned souls be sinful and suffer. But since they are already sinful, the Lord creates an appropriate age during which they can experience the bitter fruits of irreligiosity. He doesn't desire them like that, but because they're sinful, then they want to have their time. And so then he brings them all together. Right? And then you have a party.
It is proved by this aspect of Krishna that is impartial. He gives everybody their time.
Yes. Oh, yes. So then also, yeah, the demons get their Kali Yuga. Right?
Yes.
So, Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki Jainatai Gaura
Hare Krishna, just to remind you all that there will be a class today afternoon. From tomorrow till the next Thursday, there will be no classes. On Thursday, we start again, same schedule.